This was a strictly value appeal, I think.
Hi, this is Lisa. Leave a message. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages.
Lisa, I can't leave a message.
No, we're about 15 minutes early on her, so.
That's fine. We can call back. I guess I can try Shea Family Trust once more since it's now 9:30. Jackie, this is David Akers with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi there.
Hi. Jackie, we've had, this is, I think, 10th day of BOE, so we've gone through a lot of cases since we talked to you last, but my recollection of this is that you had a property that, you have several properties that you manage that are long-term rentals, and this one was going to be put in nightly rental. Is that the right?
It's been a nightly rental, but I don't even know that I want to go through the situation because we're selling the unit. So I don't know how that would affect me and the taxes or when they're due, but we're actually putting it up for sale here in the next week. So I think I don't really need to go through it. We just found that out the other day. So I don't think that the tax is going forward. I don't know. We've already paid them for this year, correct? So it'll be due in January.
No, they have to. This is 23, and so their bill will come out in October.
Yeah, your bill would come out in October. What you want to do, you've got a classification, I'm assuming, of a notice of 100% commercial. Are you telling me that you're taking it out of the nightly rental market? There is no.
It's going to be sold. We're going to sell the complete property. We're not going to own it anymore.
Right, but was it ever? You said it was previously, but is it being rented now? Or anything? In other words, have you been using it as a nightly rental for half the year?
Yes.
Okay. And it's going to be sold, but you, of course, don't know when it's going to sell. Are you going to use it as a nightly rental until it's sold, or are you taking it off? That's what I'm asking.
We're probably going to keep it on for the next couple weeks, and it'll be taken off, yes. We just decided, like, 2 days ago that we were going to sell it.
How can they do that? I'm going to ask the assessor
The question is, it would help you, is how many nightly rental properties do they have? And if they have this one, then...
Is this the only one you have?
No, I have a company. I have seven.
Okay.
Are those not under appeal?
No, they're not. They're not in the Branson.
I don't think she
district.
Owns this one. Huh? She's a manager of this one, correct? You're a manager of this one, not an owner, correct?
Correct. It's a trust. It's my mother, and I'm the one that manages them all.
Okay. Gotcha. So the other nightly rentals, you haven't appealed the 100% assessment, or have you not received one?
We haven't received one. I believe it's only for Taney County, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, this is just Taney County. How many do you guys have in the Shea? We find several Shea properties in Taney County.
Yes, my mom owns a whole bunch of stuff. Most of her things are all long-term. She just has that one little cabin we were talking about.
In Taney?
That's long-term, or that's nightly rental. That's the only one that she had. The others are all long-term.
Okay. Well, what we have been doing on these properties, go ahead.
So of the seven that you have that are nightly rentals, have you already been given a $25.75?
She's saying they aren't in Taney County.
Oh, they're not in Taney County.
Is that
they're
right?
They're not in Taney County, no.
Okay, yeah, they're not in Taney County.
Oh, I'm so sorry. These dogs are...
That's all right. Yeah, she's saying that she has a bunch of properties, but the only one in Taney County that they have a nightly rental is this. Okay. Jackie, what we've been doing on these nightly rentals is if there's just one in the county, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Then we've been giving a 25-75, the 75% being residential, split mixed use on the properties. And then obviously if they are taken, the new owner, if they're taken off a nightly rental or whatever, they're not used in nightly rental, they would go back to a residential. But that's what we've been doing, and currently as of January 1, that's what your property was, it sounds like. So it was a nightly rental on this. The only thing you appealed was the classification, or was it valuation as well?
With the group of realtors that were, you know, testifying against it because the prices are so high, but I don't really know a whole lot about any of the taxes or any of that stuff. It's just not my knowledge. So
I was just trying to determine what I needed to make the motion on. So I'm trying to.
She marked all three.
Okay.
I don't want to go through it, to be honest, because like I said, I'm not going to own it anymore. So I'm really not interested in doing the appeal or anything, just because I'm hoping to sell it within the next 10, 20, 30 days.
No, I get it.
Or my mom is. So I don't really want to go through it because I don't know enough knowledge about all of it.
Well,
it's just
everybody
has the rentals is upset about how high the prices are going with the thing. So
no,
everybody was sending in their stuff.
No, I get it. The valuation on here is $139,917. I don't think that's probably even near the your fair market. In other words, I don't see anything on the value side that's really causing us concern. I think the classification.
I don't think so either.
Okay.
And
well,
classification.
So do you, for purposes of today, do you want to just withdraw the claims of discrimination and valuation and just have us rule on classification?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that. Having on BOE 351, given that the claims of valuation and discrimination have been withdrawn, I would make a motion on the classification classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second,
all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And you can tell whoever buys it that if they're not going to put it in a nightly rental program, that they can get it. They just need to disclose that to the assessor on it when they buy it.
Right,
okay?
Right. And they won't be taxed like that. Okay, wonderful.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Do you want to have any more discussion with respect to Empire on this? And in other words, the basis of what we wanted to do? Because, I mean, if Greg is not here, Greg had expressed an interest in accepting that number. And you have indicated that you don't feel comfortable. And, you know, mulling it around in my head, I think I'm of the... It doesn't really matter if you're not comfortable with it because there's only two of us here today anyway. But I tend to agree with you. I hate to have strung them along this long to not make a decision on this, you know, because they have put in work. But on the flip side, I'm not sure that we have the expertise on these cases to value. I mean, it's just a entirely unique issue, and I think they need to have actual appraisals done. I'm not convinced by their, I mean, I'll get them on the line here, but I'm not, you know, the comment about how the values could go down and our tax base, I mean, I understand that might put the fear of God in some smaller counties who don't have any tax base, but that's not really Taney County. You know, so I'm not really that concerned about that part of it. But anyway,
okay.
I mean, that's my thought.
I still have that same opinion. But.
Okay. I know I had Matt's number, but now I don't seem to. Yeah, it doesn't have it on there.
Oh.
Do you guys have... The only thing is that there are some properties that were clearly, those numbers that were added into some of those properties, the new assessments, I mean, they're clearly too high for whatever that is, and I don't know how to do this.
Well, could we rule on the ones that they did not change the value on, that they agreed with the assessor?
I don't think that they're agreeing. They're only agreeing for purposes of if we accept this.
Gotcha.
In other words, I think that they're not contesting those things because they're asking us to give them, you know,
correct,
a value as a whole.
Right.
And so I think this is just too sticky. So, I mean, I really feel like we, anyway, they know that. We'll try to get that done.
Matt Langmore.
Matt David Akers, St. County BOE.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Have you got a few minutes?
I do.
Okay. Matt, we've been milling or mulling this, I guess, around for a while here. And as you know, and I think your comment last night goes to this, you know, even though our board doesn't have a lot of expertise as a citizen board, we have been trying to get what we feel would be a reasonable value here, because I think ultimately that's our goal. The stuff about, you know, what you'd have to do at the tax commission, or that you would, you know, go for those change of classifications and the value might drop or whatever, it doesn't, you know, we're not a county that suffers from a small tax base. It's not that concerning to us. You know, we really just want to know if we can get to a true value of this property. I mean, that's really what we're trying to look at. And I think we have a lot of respect for what your appraiser has done here. But in discussing this, Matt, I think we're probably going to have to fall on the fact that we just don't have the information, knowledge, or expertise to do this. And we just don't feel comfortable saying that this value, that the values of these pieces of property are at the levels that you have put down and by your own appraiser's statement. I mean, they just haven't had the opportunity to do that.
Mr. Akers,
yeah,
would it be helpful? I apologize for interrupting.
Go ahead.
It seems like from our conversation yesterday that the board was a bit hung up on the $4,000 per acre. Is that kind of a sticking point right now?
Honestly, it's not just that. The valuation of all of them. I mean, the difficulty in the evaluation on this is that these properties that you're talking about have value to only a buyer of a utility. They don't have a value much above that to anybody else. But there is value there, and that's the problem. We don't know what that value is, and I'm not. I just think at the end of the day here, we're not comfortable, and I know that you have worked very hard and you've done a very good job at representing your client, because you don't want to have to go through the pain of the state tax commission. But we just don't, as a